It was the biggest and most inclusive diplomatic push to end Iraq's security crisis since the 2003 invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein. According to many analysts, the U.S.-Syrian meeting was a long-anticipated breakthrough. Nadia Bilbasi, senior diplomatic correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, says the media had focused mainly on whether U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice would meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Manoushehr Mottaki and with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallam. Syria's ambassador to Washington later described Secretary Rice's meeting with Foreign Minister Muallam as significant, calling it a tipping point in the U.S.-Syrian bilateral relations. And that's the way the Arab world sees it, too, says Nadia Bilbasi.
Secretary Rice said she told the Syrians what she wanted them to do regarding Iraq, to seal their borders and to stop foreign fighters from entering Iraq, because any instability will ultimately affect all the neighboring countries. Both of them described the meeting as constructive, and I think the general feeling that there is a change in the attitude in Washington regarding the two pariah states, Syria and Iran.
Gerard Baker, U.S. editor of the Times of London, says that people in Britain also see the meeting of the American and Syrian top diplomats as a breakthrough, even though they don't expect anything much to come of it.
It's probably not an exaggeration to say that in Britain, in official circles and certainly at the popular level, people are really pretty pessimistic about Iraq. So I think, to be really honest, there were very low expectations for the meeting. There's a belief, I think, that the United States should talk to countries in the region, Iran and Syria, whatever it thinks about their policies. But I think nobody really thinks this is a situation that is going to be resolved diplomatically by outsiders.
Although no high-level meeting took place between Secretary Rice and her Iranian counterpart at Sharm el-Sheikh, her chief coordinator for Iraq and America's ambassador to Iraq did meet with Iran's deputy foreign minister for a few minutes. Nadia Bilbasi says that at least was seen as promising.
I think everybody realized that Iran is a major player in the region, whether in Iraq or its support for Hezbollah or Hamas. There is an understanding in the region led by Saudi Arabia that the Iranian influence has to be halted.
Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who directs the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies in London, says he faults the Iranian foreign minister for using an entertainer's revealing red dress as a pretext to leave a diplomatic dinner early. And in that way, he could avoid speaking with the U.S. Secretary of State.
That's not the excuse which is even acceptable by the Iranian people, because they saw Iranian president sitting side by side of Amir of Qatar and watching dances, music in the opening ceremonies of the Asian Games in Doha. He could have sat down and exchanged views with Dr. Rice, but unfortunately Iran lost that opportunity while the American gained few points.
Mr. Nourizadeh goes on to say that not addressing the stabilization of Iraq makes no practical sense, because Iran certainly does not want to see Iraq fall apart.
That would be a nightmare for Iran. But unfortunately, they are thinking about getting the American nose blooded and getting the American out of Iraq. I had opportunity to talk to some Iraqi officials, and they were very upset. The Iraqi government would like them to talk to American or come to some sort of compromise as far as the Iraq security concern.
On the other hand, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's promise during the conference to accelerate political reforms, to reconcile ethnic groups, and to disband and disarm all militias was greeted with much skepticism in the Arab world, Ms. Bilbasi says.
They're going to talk about national reconciliation, local election, distribution of wealth, especially oil, but nothing has happened so far. So the track record hasn't been good. The neighboring countries mistrust his ability to involve the Sunnis in any potential reconciliation.
British journalist Gerard Baker says people in Britain do not find the Iraqi Prime Minister's promise of reform and national reconciliation credible either.
There just is a strong suspicion, particularly with the government of Mr. al-Maliki, there just is not a commitment to creating a genuinely united Iraqi society. And there is a sense that the scar tissue in Iraq is just too deep.
The view in Washington is that success depends on the political will of the Iraqi prime minister, and it remains to be seen whether benchmarks for progress on the political front will be met. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.